Hi there, listeners. It's Farnoosh, and I just want to say I'm really honored that you've chosen to subscribe to So Money. I know there are a lot of podcasts out there. The fact that you're here is not lost on me. Now, if you're enjoying these episodes and you're benefiting from the advice and you want more, I've actually created something really special for us. It's called the So Money Members Club. It's an online platform where you can connect more closely with me and engage with fellow So Money fans who want to become more empowered in their financial lives. The website is SoMoneyMembers.com. And when you go there, you'll learn all the benefits, including exclusive monthly finance workshops, private group calls with me. You get your questions answered in our member community. I'm often in there weighing in, and you get instant access to all of our workshop recordings. We have a robust library that's growing. So far, we've had workshops on investing in real estate, kids and money, and how to earn more in 2024. And most of all, it's fun, positive, encouraging, all the things personal finance should be. Go to SoMoneyMembers.com, and I hope you'll join us. I'm limiting enrollment, and doors will close soon. Check out SoMoneyMembers.com. Did you know that I'm a podcast host and also a mind reader? Because I know that you want to grow your portfolio, to deal with the rising costs of inflation, to pay off your debt or your mortgage. You want to attack pretty much anything standing in the way of you and your financial freedom, right? Well, here's one solution: more knowledge. This podcast helps, I hope. And you can use Yahoo Finance, where you can get access to the news, data, and tools that you need to help reach your definition of financial freedom. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. They're the number one finance destination, and I know because I worked there for many years, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, customizable charts, so much more. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com. That's yahoofinance.com. Hosting the So Money podcast for almost 10 years, I've been learning a lot about how to best serve you outside the show. I've begun to offer pop-up workshops and a So Money members club. And with each new line of business, a lot goes on behind every transaction. Stripe helps simplify and ease payments with Tap to Pay on iPhone, which helps me grow revenue and reach through accepting more in-person contactless payments when I'm out in real life promoting my programs. Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe give me the ability to scale quickly and stay flexible with quick setup and no additional hardware required. And it's not just ideal for me. From local pop-ups to global retailers, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe help businesses of all sizes accept contactless payments right from an iPhone. Whether your customers want to use their card, Apple Pay, or other digital wallet, now you can accept contactless payments right from an iPhone. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. So Money episode 895, Liz Denery Sanders, founder of She Brand.
You're listening to So Money with award-winning money guru Farnoosh Torabi. Each day, get a 30-minute dose of financial inspiration from the world's top business minds, authors, influencers, and from Farnoosh herself. Looking for ways to save on gas or double your double coupons? Sorry, you're in the wrong place. Seeking profound ways to live a richer, happier life? Welcome to So Money.
This was just a new low for me, and I saw an even greater need for women to step up and to use their voices and to not just ask for a seat at the table, because sometimes you don't ask for power, you just have to take it. I think it was, our girl Beyonce that said something like that.
What's your personal brand? Do you know you even have one? Welcome back to So Money, everybody. I'm your host, Farnoosh Torabi. Our guest today is Liz Denery Sanders. She's the founder of a company called She Brand. At She Brand, Liz and her team help companies with their brand development and positioning. She specializes in working with companies that market to and care about women. A longtime volunteer and mentor to underserved women and girls with organizations like Women in Need and Step Up Women's Network, Liz realized that she could focus her skills and experience specifically on the empowerment of rising influence of women. And she'll tell you her inspiration for She Brand partly came in the post-2016 election. And if you're listening and wondering, I don't have a company, I don't have a brand, you might want to think twice. You know, we all have personal brands, whether we know it or not, whether we like it or not. And Liz has some advice for all of us when it comes to projecting our most authentic self and personal brand.
Here's Liz Denery Sanders. Liz Denery Sanders, welcome to So Money. I'm really excited to learn all about the importance of personal branding as a woman. You play a big role in helping women kind of self-identify and elevate their voices. Excited to have you on the show. Welcome.
Thanks so much. I'm thrilled to be here.
Let's dive right into it. You are the creative mind, the leader of an important brand company called SheBrand that you founded really out of your volunteer work with the mission to elevate women's voices. And a lot of this has a financial underpinning, right?
Yes.
And I'd love for you to tell this story of how it came to be and kind of, you know, what the mission is. And frankly, for women listening and even men too, why is it important for them to be taking notes during this episode?
Well, you know, I really grew up in the publishing and fashion and advertising industries. I started my career in New York at Harper's Bazaar, and I really got to see firsthand how, you know, large fashion brands like Ralph Lauren and Versace and Oscar de la Renta put large-scale marketing plans and advertising campaigns together. And that was fascinating to me. And that was really sort of the first driver, I would say, in my career. You know, when I left Bazaar, I started freelancing and doing marketing and public relations for a handful of fashion brands. And ultimately, when I moved to Los Angeles 17 years ago, I had started my agency, Denery Marks, which was a marketing and PR firm, mostly for fashion, beauty, and some lifestyle brands. And I did that for a long time. Concurrently, was also volunteering, first in New York for an organization called Women in Need, which served at-risk women and their children. And then more recently, Step Up Women's Network here in Los Angeles that now has chapters all over the country in New York and Chicago and elsewhere. And after I had been running my business for about a decade, I was feeling a little bit unfulfilled, a little bit unchallenged. I was looking for something more. And I was driving home from a meeting with a mentee through Step Up. They have a great mentorship program for younger women. And I pulled over to the side of the road because the name SheBrand had popped into my head. And I had been searching, mind you, for a long time of, you know, what's my next evolution? What's my next step? And the thought of, well, why can't I just use my 20 plus years of marketing and branding and PR experience to specifically help women? Because that's what I enjoy so much in my personal and philanthropic life. Why can't I create a business out of that? And that really was the first iteration of SheBrand. And that was back at the end of 2008. I literally, Farnoosh, within a couple of months had downsized my agency. And remember, you know, that was really the beginning of
the recession.
Yeah. And so I had lost a couple of clients. You know, I held on to a small handful of clients because financially it made sense for me to do so while I was building another company. And so, you know, early 2009, that was the beginning of SheBrand. And the intention really was to help individual entrepreneurs, individual women, small business owners, as well as larger brands, specifically get to the heart of why they're doing the work that they're doing. Why is it important? How to communicate their message more effectively, how to create community around that message and stand out and become more successful. And it's hard to believe that that was 10 years ago.
Wow. And then you also mentioned that previously when we were chatting offline that the election, the 2016 election, was yet another catalyst to kind of take SheBrand to where it is today.
Yeah. I was really devastated, as, you know, millions of people, particularly women, were back on election night, you know, and, you know, after drowning my sorrows in a bottle of wine with a couple of girlfriends, and I picked myself up off the floor the next morning, you know, obviously the thoughts that were going through all of our heads at the time, you know, were how could this have happened? And, you know, here was this, you know, highly educated, eloquent, unbelievably experienced woman. You know, how could she have lost to, you know, just this buffoon? And it was really, really disheartening. And I had seen it before, you know, when I was 22, I wrote a letter to the editor. I'm from New Orleans, and I wrote a letter to the editor of the Times-Picayune, the local paper, about abortion legislation, and you know that a politician's place is not monitoring a woman's body. That is, decision is hers and hers alone, and with her doctor. And so I was not immune to politics affecting women. This was just a new low for me. And I saw an even greater need for women to step up and to use their voices and to not just ask for a seat at the table, because sometimes you don't ask for power, you just have to take it. I think it was, our girl Beyonce that said something like that. But Beyonce is not such a bad person to quote. But, you know, I saw such a need for that. So She Brand just continued. I saw the importance of connecting with women, helping brands to understand, look, you know, women are making over 80% of purchasing decisions. And so you are ignoring them at your own peril. What we really do is help brands understand, well, how do we engage better and connect with women? How do we create community with women? How do we show them that we care about them and that we care about their voices? So the election definitely was, you know, it just put yet another fire under me in terms of why this work is so important.
And so take me through your work. Like, if a client comes to you, what is the template? How do you work? I mean, obviously there's not like a generic template, but I kind of want to just understand your day to day and like how you actually go about implementing all this amazing work.
Absolutely. Well, so if I'm working with an individual entrepreneur, a small business owner, we really start with the foundation. And it's one of the reasons that I wrote my book, Style and Substance, is because I saw so many women putting the cart before the horse when it comes to their marketing. You know, they get swayed by every bright, shiny object, and they think they have to be everywhere all at once. And they haven't taken the time to do what I call the sort of deep archaeological dig work, which is, you know, why am I even doing this work in the first place? Why is it important? What do I stand for? What is my mission? Who is my ideal audience or my ideal client? Who is she or he or them? And really defining that. So we take the time, we go through a step-by-step process of putting together a brand handbook. And I can't tell you, it's so interesting, Farnoosh. It's not just your smaller business owners and your individual entrepreneurs who are neglecting to do this early on in the process, but I have worked with a lot of large brands who have not taken the time to even put together this type of handbook. It's really interesting, you know. So regardless of whether we're working with an individual entrepreneur or a larger brand who, you know, is doing a big campaign, we still go back to basics first, and then we build from there. We might do the creative direction around a project, whether it's a website build or whether it's a particular, you know, social media campaign. We will do all of that work prior because it just makes it so much more resonant to the end consumer when you really understand her and you're able to communicate well.
And, you know, you could argue that we're living in a time and age where even if you're not an entrepreneur or a business or somebody who considers himself maybe like an influencer, everybody walking around, whether you know it or not, whether you like it or not, you're cultivating a personal brand.
Yes.
People see you in a certain way, whether that's intentional or not. So for everyone listening, let's kind of democratize personal branding here and give some pointers for everybody who wants to project their best self and their most authentic self. I think that's the key too, right? How do you kind of formulate this brand, which is this, you know, it takes a lot of consciousness to do that. But at the risk of that, maybe you overdo it or you do it in a way that's influenced by what you think you're supposed to be projecting. It's not authentic. So there's a fine line, and I'm sure you have a lot of ideas and strategies and you've come across this a lot. So would love your take on this.
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head, because the reality is, you know, regardless of whether you're a business owner, you know, an individual, an artist, it doesn't matter, because you are a brand, whether you are intentional about it or not. Because the truth is, people are going to think things about you. They're going to say things about you. regardless of whether you have been intentional in the process. I think Jeff Bezos said it best years ago. He said, your brand is what other people say about you when you're not in the room. Your brand is, you know, the thoughts and the images, the words that come to mind when people think about you. So it's actually the real estate that you own in someone else's mind. And I do believe that we all have the power to influence that, in your words, by being intentional. So an exercise that I really like to take clients through is imagine that you are the invisible woman at a cocktail party, and there are people there, you know, maybe there are, you know, some acquaintances or coworkers, maybe a few friends, and also people that you don't know. And you walk up to a group of three or four people and they are talking about you. What are the three or four words that you would most want them to use to describe you? And if you can come up with those words, that becomes your brand filter, right? And so if you come up with words like calm, intelligent, gracious, for example, then you constantly want to be asking yourself, how can I be more calm? More gracious? How can I position myself as, you know, a smart and intelligent individual? When you are considering activities that you participate in, or, you know, if you're a business person building your website, you want to think about these words, these brand attributes, if you will, and ask yourself if you are conveying these attributes in everything that you do, in how you treat other people, in how you interact, if you are, you know, doing a speaking gig, if you are building a website or creating an event. Always keep your brand attributes in the back of your mind.
Okay. And so you've obviously done this exercise for yourself. What are the four words that you would like people to think of when they think of you?
Well, I've used a couple of them. Gracious is definitely one. Intelligent is another. And creative is one of my words as well, because we are a creative firm. And obviously, my words for SheBrand and for myself bleed into each other, because for a lot of us who are entrepreneurs, you know, we so embody the work that we are doing, and we bring so much of ourselves into our work. So there's a lot of crossover.
For the longest time, I dreaded buying bras. It was like shopping for jeans. Impossible. You want a bra that's sexy, you want a bra that's comfortable, you can't have both. Well, now you can, thanks to Third Love. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, the ick, the ugh, out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem or brablem. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school. Get smoothing, you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made with premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a AA cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problems solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with the code PODCAST15. Did you know that I'm a podcast host and also a mind reader? Because I know that you want to grow your portfolio, to deal with the rising costs of inflation, to pay off your debt or your mortgage. You want to attack pretty much anything standing in the way of you and your financial freedom, right? Well, here's one solution: more knowledge. This podcast helps, I hope. And you can use Yahoo Finance, where you can get access to the news, data, and tools that you need to help reach your definition of financial freedom. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. They're the number one finance destination, and I know because I worked there for many years, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, customizable charts, so much more. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com. That's yahoofinance.com. The weather's getting warmer as I record. It's a nice 73 degrees on the East Coast. So finally, time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and, fingers crossed, hello to shorts and tees. And I need to update my wardrobe for the long haul. And, you know, I don't want to spend a fortune. So luckily, I found Quince. I'm honest. I've got a lineup of timeless pieces from Quince that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. I'm talking premium European linen dresses, blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and tons more. Best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. I have t-shirts from Quince, pajamas from Quince. My very chic and fashionable sister-in-law, Hannah, her whole closet is Quince. And people often stop us and ask, where did you get this? Don't tell me the price. And then when I do, they're shopping on Quince.com. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to Quince.com/SoMoney for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince.com/SoMoney to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/SoMoney. Whether you need to buy or sell, or you're just obsessed with looking at homes for sale, Redfin's got you covered. Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes so you can see new homes first. And they give you personalized recommendations based on the homes you like so you can find the home that's just right for you, whether that's a cabin, a craftsman, or a castle. With the top-rated Redfin app, you can favorite homes, share listings with others, and schedule tours, even the same day, with a local Redfin agent who can help guide you through the whole home buying process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents have the experience to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards what matters most to you, like your next home. In fact, last year, Redfin saved home sellers $127 million. No matter where you are in your real estate journey, Redfin can help. Download the Redfin app to get started today.
I think this would be a good exercise applied to your financial life. Like if you were to give your financial life a brand, what are the words that you would like for it to emulate? You know, organized, structured,
stable,
reliable, abundant. Yes. There are a lot of words. It's a long list of words, I think.
Yes. Absolutely. 100%. I think this process can be applied in a lot of different ways very successfully.
So speaking of money, Liz, I'd love to learn maybe a little story or a big story about growing up and a money memory that really impacted you.
You know, I don't remember how old I was. I have a younger brother who's almost five. He's like 4.5 years younger than me. And I remember, I must have been about eight. I remember we really wanted to have a lemonade stand. And it was my first foray into making money myself, well, with my younger brother, but actually earning the money and then being able to keep it and being able to decide, oh, well, you know, I want to go to the store and buy that piece of candy with the money that I made. And I distinctly remember, you know, and I maybe we made $5 and split it. I don't remember how much it was at the time. And at the time, that was a lot of money. But I distinctly remember the feeling of empowerment at approximately 8 years old of earning that money and then being able to make a choice as to what I did with it. Now, I spent it. I didn't save it. That may have foretold some of my later years. But I do remember that feeling of power, of having something of my own and then being in choice, which if we fast forward to what we're talking about today, you know, and what is so important to me for She Brand, which is I do believe that for women, creating a brand and creating a business and being intentional about that can create a tremendous amount of freedom, which to me equals power. And I believe that, you know, having the financial wherewithal to do that is important today as a woman and as a feminist.
Preach. I love that story. It's okay if you spent the money. I mean, what, you were like, how old were you? 11?
I was younger. I think I was like 8 or 9 because I think my brother was probably 4 or 5. He was little. Like, I did most of the work. Let's put it that way.
Of course. Yeah. I'm just trying to think, like, my son was 4 and a half. Yeah, that would not have, almost 5. He says 4 and 3 quarters. So
our sons are pretty close in age. My son is turning 6 this week, actually.
Oh, happy early birthday.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, this question comes from our sponsor, Chase. You know, it's the summer, and depending on your lifestyle, your family, it could be a pretty expensive season. And so we're just curious, what are your plans to either save or splurge this summer?
Interesting. Well, I'm definitely splurging on a little trip for Jack, my son, and me. We are going to visit some friends of ours who live in North Carolina. We're either going to visit them there, or they're renting a house at the beach in Savannah. So we may go for a few days to visit them there. So we're going to do that late July, early August. And then in terms of savings, you know, it's interesting. I've been looking at that in my business in terms of what percentage, how much from, you know, each project that we take on, what we have coming in each month. I'm really looking at how can I stretch myself to put more of that away, you know, and or put it back into the business before using it for some other purpose. So I'm actually being very intentional about that and looking at it right now.
Right now?
Yes.
As we speak.
Yes.
Okay.
This month.
Biggest money mistake, Liz. Was there an experience that then led you down a better path, or big or small, you know, a learning lesson? We've all had them, even especially in our 20s.
Yes. I would say definitely with my first business, my PR agency, you know, we did very well for a long time. I wish that I had saved more. You know, I definitely was more, I wouldn't say frivolous, although some might say that, with our spending, but because we were doing well, I wish that I had put more away, because what I found was when I did downsize my business and the recession did hit and I did lose a few clients, I did not have nearly as much of a buffer as I would like. But, you know, as with all mistakes, we learn from them. And so now, you know, in this second iteration of my business life, you know, I'm always looking at, you know, how can I create a bigger buffer, a better buffer? How much do I need? Because when I did downsize, you know, 10 years ago, I needed to keep a certain number of clients on board in order to build the new business, because I did not have the buffer that I would have liked to. So I would say it was a mistake, but I really, really learned from it. And I, you know, as we always do.
Well, they say, you know, make the mistake once and move on. But if you make the mistake twice,
shame on you.
Shame on you.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right, Liz, let's do some So Money fill in the blanks. This okay. is when I start off a sentence and then you fill in the blank. So if I won the lottery tomorrow, the first thing I would do is
give money to some of my family members and then take an incredible trip.
Yeah. I was just thinking of the day, like if I won $25 million, I don't know, maybe not won it, but maybe I earned it, you know? Okay. It's not out of the realm of possibility. I could sell a business or something, but so $25 million, but then taxes.
Taxes. So, you know, $15 million.
$15 million.
Mm-hmm.
And then buying a property here in Brooklyn is like $5 million.
Yeah, same with LA.
So, right. I mean, like, not, of course, the average price, but it is, you know, obviously a luxurious house. It's
yes.
you know, $4 to $5 million. And then I'd give it away too, because I didn't want to give it away. It could go very fast, I guess is what I'm saying. Like, it could yes. all like go very fast after a few allocations between the IRS, property, donating it, and helping family out. But look, we're not complaining. I'd happily accept that much money and even less. I mean, it's just more to the point that it can go pretty quickly. And especially if you don't have a plan and other people have a plan for you and for that money, that's what happens a lot of times when people enter windfalls, whether that's inheritance or lottery or just a big, big cash in.
Well, it's interesting, you know, what you just said, the same could be said for building a brand, right? Mm-hmm. You either have a plan and you're intentional about it, or you become somebody else's plan. You become, you know, the words, the thoughts, the images in somebody else's head, or what they're going to say about you, versus being intentional about it in the first place. So, you know, branding and money, there are a lot of common threads.
Totally. We should have you back on the show. There's more to discuss, but let's finish these fill in the blanks. So the next question, or the next fill in the blank, is one thing that I spend money on that makes my life easier or better is
a dog walker.
Ah,
I have two shit pickles, Lola and Henry.
What are they called?
They are the shit pickles. My
dog. I don't
think
I've ever heard of that breed.
They are two little Coton de Tulier. I call them puppies, but they are not. They are 12 and 10, respectfully. They are almost a part of the She Brand brand. Sometimes I think Lola and Henry are, you know, more famous on Facebook than I am. But they're adorable dogs, but very high maintenance. You know, some days I say I have three children, not one. But the best thing that I did was 2 years ago, I actually had a surgery. And so out of necessity, I needed to hire a dog walker because I knew for about a month I wasn't going to be able to walk my dogs. And so I had her come Monday through Friday every morning at 8 a.m. And I realized, oh my God, I need to take this off of my plate long term. Not because I didn't enjoy the exercise, but, you know, as you know, when you have a small child in the house, your mornings are a little crazy. And, you know, for me as a single mother, I can't just take my dogs for a walk in the morning and leave my son at home by himself. So,
well, you can't leave your 6-year-old son at home alone.
And he really doesn't.
Not unless you want to make the news.
Exactly. So I kept my dog walker, and it's really the best investment I've made in a long time. My dogs are happier. They're calmer.
Yeah, it's a win-win.
It's a win-win. Yeah.
How about this? When I donate, I like to give to blank because?
So I'm a little bit all over the map, but I would say my top three are, you know, I often give to women's organizations that support women. For me, there's a big crossover right now where, you know, it's, Planned Parenthood or Pro-Choice America. You know, so politics and women's rights often commingle for me in that area. And then I often give in the animal rights arena as well, being an animal lover.
I love that. And last but not least, I'm Liz Dennery Sanders. I'm so money because...
Oh, because I really care about other women's success and making their mark, because when one woman rises, we all rise.
Rising tide lifts all boats. Liz, thank you so much. And we look forward to having you back on later as, you know, things evolve. The 2020 election would be interesting.
Yes, to say the least.
To reflect on that, because so many new women candidates.
Oh, and there's just so much to break down about that, even the lead up to the election. Yes, yeah. Absolutely. I'd be happy to, Farnoosh. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks so much to Liz for joining us. Learn more about Liz at shebrand.com. She's also on Instagram at shebrandliz. All this information is back at somoneypodcast.com. You can listen to the episode, share it, and also send me a question for our Friday episodes by clicking on Ask Farnoosh. Thanks for tuning in, everybody, and I hope your day is so money. Hey.
hosting the So Money podcast for almost 10 years, I've been learning a lot about how to best serve you outside the show. I've begun to offer pop-up workshops and a So Money members club. And with each new line of business, a lot goes on behind every transaction. Stripe helps simplify and ease payments with Tap to Pay on iPhone, which helps me grow revenue and reach through accepting more in-person, contactless payments when I'm out in real life promoting my programs. Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe give me the ability to scale quickly and stay flexible with quick setup and no additional hardware required. And it's not just ideal for me. From local pop-ups to global retailers, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe help businesses of all sizes accept contactless payments right from an iPhone. Whether your customers want to use their card, Apple Pay, or other digital wallet, now you can accept contactless payments right from an iPhone. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. For the longest time, I dreaded buying bras. It was like shopping for jeans. Impossible. You want a bra that's sexy? You want a bra that's comfortable? You can't have both. Well, now you can, thanks to Third Love. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, the ick, the ugh, out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem or brablem. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school. Get smoothing, you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made with premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problems solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with the code podcast15.